Friday, May 1st, a Des Moines man pled guilty to 3 counts of attempted sexual exploitation of a child and 1 count of possession of child pornography. According to public court documents, Tyler Boyd Pavlik, age 33, placed a mini video camera in the tank of a porta potty at 3 Central Iowa events. Co-ed middle school and high school cross-country meets, one held in State Center on September 23rd of last year, and another held in Osceola on September 30th. There was also an arts craft, and harvest event held in Des Moines on October 4th. Law enforcement seized electronic devices during a search of Pavlik's Des Moines residence on October 5th of last year, including mini cameras that were the same model as those seized by police from the porta potties in State Center and Des Moines. One of the electronic devices seized from Pavlik's residence contained video footage of minors using the porta potty at the Osceola event, including footage of a minor under the age of 12. Pavlik is scheduled to be sentenced on July 31st. Coming this Saturday, the United States Postal Service will be doing their food drive in Marshalltown. The mail carriers are asking people to set out food before their mail arrives on Saturday, May 9th.
We just hope that everybody will grab a couple things and put it in a bag out by their mailbox. Have it there early because they're not going to come back through and look for more. Have it out there. And if you just have 2 or 3 things in a bag, all of that added up through the whole town makes a huge difference for us.
Right.
That's Cindy Starin, a volunteer with the Emergency Food Box. She says that they've been receiving food from this drive for over 30 years.
And so some of the things that we're actually needing right now, we are needing canned fruits and vegetables, and especially canned tomatoes and tomato sauce, diced tomatoes, the Rice-A-Roni hamburger helper kinds of things, also cake mixes, frostings, sugar, some of the summer kind of condiments like pickles as we get ready for summertime, barbecue sauce, salsas.
The food collected Saturday morning will be split between the Marshalltown Emergency Food Box and the Salvation Army. Set your food out before the mail comes on Saturday, May 9th. Last weekend was the first weekend for the Cartwright Downtown Farmers Market in Marshalltown. Trisha Wilder with the Farmers Market says they have over 30 vendors confirmed who will be participating throughout the year, and the Farmers Market continues to grow year after year.
Every year we kind of get a handful more of vendors that come back as full-time permanent vendors. And I think we're going to see that with some of the new ones you're going to see this season. For the whole season, we have a total of 34 currently that are confirmed.
She says some vendors will be there each time, while others come more on a rotation.
They'll be there like twice a month, or they only come on Saturdays, or they won't be coming until their farm comes in, which won't be till the end of May or early June.
The Cartwright Downtown Farmers Market will be open on Saturdays from 9 a.m. till 12 o'clock noon, and on Wednesdays from 4 to 7 p.m. You can learn more by visiting their Facebook page, Cartwright Market. Parents who wondered if their car seat fit properly for their child, there's an event coming up Saturday, May 16th to help you figure that out. CAPS, Child, Adolescent, and Parent Support, is teaming up with the Marshall County Sheriff's Office for a car seat safety event.
This is a free event for families who are looking to have their car seat checked out, make sure it's installed correctly. They can answer just general questions about child passenger safety. If you have a brand new car seat and you don't know how to install it, bring it. They will help you with that.
That's Nikki Hartwig, Grant Administrator with CAPS, and she shares that this event will be May 16th from 12 o'clock noon to 2:30 at Carl of Marshalltown.
And we do ask that if you are coming to the event to please bring your child with you. So they will take your child's height and weight and make sure that that seat fits them specifically.
Hartwig says this event has helped families identify seats that are expired, recalled, or have broken parts. You can follow CAPS on Facebook for more information. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the pseudo-rabies virus that's hit the state of Iowa for the first time since 2004. It's 7:10.
You are retired. You have taken care of everything. Life insurance, your will. How about your cemetery lots and monument? You've talked about stopping by McCall Monument to get your monument set up. Not just for you, but so that your family name will be there for your kids and grandkids. McCall Monument is the most trusted monument company in Iowa.
Hi, this is Reed. We have been here helping families get their perfect memorial for over 150 years.
This is Wyatt. We know monuments. We are the monument experts. We don't plan funerals, and we don't sell caskets. We are craftsmen with a full-service shop and artist on staff to create your personalized custom monument to last.
I'm Lee. We have a standard here at McCall Monument with every monument we design, engrave, and set up. In all our years in business, we have never called on a grieving family, and we never will. In your family's time of need, our family is here for you. When you're ready, when it's time, call McCall Monument.
When memories become treasure, McCall Monument.
It's Kyle Martin in the mornings, brought to you by Helberg's Jewelers, your full-service jeweler, family-owned since 1898 in downtown Marshalltown.
Coming up with our newsmaker, our guest today, Police Chief Chris Jones. KFJB News continues.
Iowa State Ag Secretary and State Veterinarian say there are no concerns that there's been any spread of the pseudo-rabies virus after it was discovered in a small herd of hogs in central Iowa. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy says the virus has been traced to five boars brought from Texas that had contact with wild boars. The disease was eradicated in the United States and the commercial hog population, and the last case in Iowa was back in 2004. Nag says they believe there was no spread after testing the other pigs, and all those tests came back negative. According to the state climatologist Justin Glisson, there were 130 severe hail reports in April across Iowa. 21 of those reports had hail 2 inches or larger in diameter. Beyond hail, April saw an average of 5.66 inches of precipitation across the state. That's nearly 2 inches above normal and will go down as the sixth wettest April in the 154 years of records. April saw an average temperature of 52 degrees, which is 3.7 degrees above normal. That makes it the 25th warmest April. The Iowa legislature has approved a plan lawmakers say will reduce property taxes for Iowa homeowners by about $4 billion over the next 6 years. After almost 5 months of negotiations, the bill was approved Sunday in the closing hours of the 2026 Iowa legislative session. Senator Dan Dawson, a Republican from Council Bluffs, is chairman of the Senate Ways and Means Committee.
This General Assembly came here with a purpose, and the unified purpose with the Iowa Governor, the Iowa House, and the Iowa Senate was to provide property tax relief for Iowans. Today, we deliver on that promise.
Iowa homeowners will get a homestead tax exemption of up to $20,000, and the plan shifts $175 million in state funding to public schools. The move will also reduce taxes on all classes of property. There's a 2% limit on annual property tax revenue growth in cities and counties, although the cap would not apply to paying debts or employee benefits and buying liability insurance.